This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as more and more unfolds when it comes to coronavirus, and more and more cases have been reported, as of yesterday we had, I believe, 4,500 possible cases worldwide. That number jumped to 6,000. In America, there's 100 possible cases. Only 5 confirmed cases so far. 5 cases were 2 in California, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Washington, and 1 in Illinois. But there's about 100 sporadic cases, some in universities, some in various cities, of possible cases being looked at. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. No surprise that we have one case that's isolated right now in a local hospital being evaluated and tested. You know, how the process kind of works is, you know, if somebody comes in, recent travel from Wuhan, China, or exposure to somebody who might have come from Wuhan, China, the average doctor's office doesn't really have the testing. We don't really carry testing in the doctor's offices for this. We'll probably test you for flu to make sure that you don't have regular flu, but but one of the flu viral strains that's going around. Then, if so, we contact the local health department. They contact the CDC, or the local health department has been working with the CDC to do possible testing, and we isolate you. We put you in isolation within a hospital that has certain ventilation systems, doesn't have other patients in the room next to you, and then we test you, and we watch and wait. From what I understand, the testing is pretty damn good. Okay, so it's not like some of these screens, like a pregnancy test, a urine pregnancy test, where, well, it could be wrong, and then you got to wait a few days. Usually these screenings are pretty good. Private room in the hospital. I know. Have you guys ever been in a hospital when you had somebody else next to you? That's really, really tough because, one, you can't sleep. You know, two, you know, it's like time for your enema, or you have to be on a bedpan or something like that. And there's, like, no privacy. I mean, when you're in a hospital, by the way, and you have a buddy or a roommate, you might as well become best friends because they're going to know more about you than your spouse, right? I mean, they're going to know everything that's happening to you and what's going on, hear all the burps and farts and all that. And then they're going to see your tushy every time you get up to go potty. So not a lot of privacy. Not a lot of hospitals, you know, brag about having, you know, private rooms. I remember when I was in training, especially at the VA, you would have 4 at the least in one, you know, hospital room. I mean, they were buddies. You know, they were like screaming at each other. You know, give them another rectal. I was like, okay. So back to coronavirus. I'm a little worried about you guys because you are being pitched online to buy surgical masks. And you are getting screwed by the prices of some of these surgical masks. What we're seeing throughout the country is people very, very panicked, running to buy these little... Let me see if I have one. Hold on. Let me see if I have one of these. Oh, please, here we go. Okay. Well, I carry one of these. The reason why I carry one of these is because when I go to get my nails done, I don't like all the things flying off and breathing it in, so I wear one of these. These things don't protect you against jack diddly squat. I mean, okay, look, first, I was at the airport flying back from Reno, and somebody had one of these on, and I'll show you how they wore it. I can't put on my ears, but, okay, their nose was open. I'm like, that's not how you do it. This thing has to, like, protect and cover the whole face. And there's, like, this little wire in here that's supposed to help hug the nose. There's a proper way to put this on. But I tell you right now, this thing does not protect against coronavirus. It doesn't protect against the flu. What you will see medical providers wear is the N95 type of respirator mask, which I don't have a copy of or an example of. So people will say, well, let me buy those. So here's the problem with that. You can't just wear one mask for the week, okay? You have to replace your mask very, very often. If I am talking to somebody and I spit when I talk and I get it wet, I need to change it out. If I touch it, if I scratch it. So when you do wear a mask, my rule of thumb is I change it out with every single patient. So that gets pretty expensive. So if you have a box of 100 and here you are and you decide to wear it, when you go to the store or when you go to work, I mean, you need to be changing it out pretty damn often. So the online basic blue little flimsy quote-unquote surgical masks do not provide protection. The N95 can with this virus. But, you know, remember we talked about with Ebola, you know, basic gloves and masks didn't cover that. You had to basically be in, like, hazmat suits, So with this coronavirus, if we really don't know what we're working with, and we don't know if it was leaked from a lab, we don't know if it mutated very viciously and aggressively from being a snake sort of virus to a human, since we don't know, we play it safe. That being said, I don't mind if you have them and you feel like you want to wear them, because when I see somebody wear a mask, I don't tell them to take it off because, it reminds you that you do need to be a little bit more cautious. I can't tell you how many times we kiss people, we hug people, we grab their drinks, we laugh, we whatever. When you kind of wear the mask, you kind of remember to, be a little bit more, cognizant of, we got germs. The problem is when you have somebody who acts like a Superman, going, okay, everybody step aside. Okay, let me assess the situation. I'm the one with the mask. I'm immune. And I was talking about this yesterday. On a plane, I do that all the time. I have my mask always with me, some gloves, and I'm like, Dr. Dolly's here. Let me assess the situation. Everybody gets out of the way. Dr. Dolly's assessing the situation. I'm like, yeah. And I got my mask. No. You get kind of a false sense of security. So you need to be careful with that. So regular flimsy little blue masks aren't going to cut it. All right, remember, good hand washing, avoid people who are sick, don't let people stick their tongue in your mouth, and if anybody doesn't feel well, get yourself checked out. Do I think it's rampant in Nevada or whatever? No, I don't. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly, I should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Purell is a very, very popular hand sanitizer. And Purell, from what I understand, I never caught them doing this, but apparently they were doing this, was claiming that its hand sanitizer could kill flu and Ebola. Apparently, it made suggestions on its frequently asked questions page that its hand sanitizers can kill such deadly viruses. The FDA this month told them to stop that, claiming its hand sanitizer may not be approved for that sort of indication. Now, Purell has 70% ethyl alcohol. It can kill bacteria at the 70%. But according to the FDA, a 90% alcohol formula is what is needed to kill most viruses. So the FDA has demanded that Purell stop making unproven claims about the products. Hand sanitizers qualify as quote-unquote drugs, but have not been approved. So basically, if you claim that your product can help fight a pathogen, it falls under a medication or drug category. FDA then needs to be all up in it. And if the FDA has not approved your, you know, product as anti-germ or anti-pathogen or, you know, anti-cholesterol or whatever, it doesn't count. Now, some people say, wait a second. Okay. The hand sanitizer offers some alcohol, there's some alcohol in it. Why the hell not? Can't I use it? So we're kind of dealing with semantics here. FDA having to approve something doesn't mean to not use common sense. If you wash your hands like crap using soap and water, which you shouldn't do, and you feel like extra protecting yourself with some Purell, go ahead. Just don't be under the illusion that this is going to protect you from something as nasty as Ebola or something as unpredictable as coronavirus. Okay? So the FDA is right. But, you know, there are technicalities. So, okay. Purell is, you know, most popular brand name hand sanitizer. How does it work? Well, alcohol does a variety of things to a pathogen. Can kill the cell wall, can cause it to lyse, can dehydrate it, pull out the fluid within the cell. By the way, whenever you use rubbing alcohol to sterilize something, just pouring it on there doesn't work. It needs to dry. The act of the drying is usually what kills these bacteria. And so Purell, when they've been advertising, they've been claiming that what they do is proven to kill 99.9% of germs on the hands. Very bold, unfortunately a little too reassuring. The CDC has recommended using hand sanitizer if soap and water are not available. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to kill a virus. So the FDA does not allow hand sanitizer brands to make viral claims. So now the FDA and the CDC look like they might not be on the same page. Remember, they're government agencies. So they need to look, they can't look like they contradict each other. Do you guys notice that the FDA will say something or the CDC will say something and people will be like, oh yeah, yeah, well, you know, FDA said this, CDC said this, and they think it's like the same unit, same department, and it's not. CDC may be on the fourth floor, FDA might be on the seventh floor, FDA says something, CDC's like, well, what'd they say? Go up there to the seventh floor and find out what the hell they're talking about. Somebody goes up there and says, yeah, the FDA says this. Why? They didn't run it by us. FDA's like, what the hell are the CDC guys doing? CDC says you need to wash your hands and you need to blow your nose. Why are they telling us to blow their nose? All right, guys, let's have a meeting. Do we have to have another meeting? Yeah, the FDA and the CDC have to have a meeting. The FDA, CDC gets to an office going, guys, what are you telling people now? Well, we're going to put on our website this. Do you guys approve? Well, we need to approve. No, you don't. Well, you know, we don't need your approval. Well, we need to approve everything because we're the FDA. CDC's like, oh, hell no. We're the CDC. We even come before you in the alphabet. We're even easier to say CDC than FDA. FDA takes longer. So if then the news, they're going to say, somebody tells you to do something, they'll go CDC first. FDA starts to get their panties all up in a bunch. And they go, look, we are the FDA. That's it, you're the Food and Drug Administration. We're the ones talking about the pathogens. We're the one elbow deep into Ebola. So you guys go take your FDA. This is a conversation I'm assuming they have. You go take your, you know, Pez dispenser regulations and your Lucky Charms, you know, warnings. And let us, there's nothing going on with Lucky Charms, and let us deal with the big boy stuff. Now, the FDA is like, no, because we are the ones that need to approve the medicine to kill your bugs. So you better start kissing our butts, especially since you already know a lot about E. coli. So I think they fight a lot. I really think that the CDC and FDA aren't as cuddly and best buds as we think. And here's Purell kind of now pitting them against each other, going, well, the CDC is recommending that we use hand sanitizers. Purell's the biggest hand sanitizer out there. And now the FDA is saying, hell no. So, the influenza, let's say the flu, is an enveloped virus. Enveloped viruses can be killed or inactivated by alcohol. They're just susceptible that way. The World Health Organization and the CDC are recommending the use of alcohol-based hand sanitizer as a preventative measure for flu prevention. That does not mean, though, that Purell could go and say they could, you know, fight off Ebola. All right? Now, I don't think it would hurt, but, you know, maybe you can. How do you guys put on your hand sanitizer? You squirt, right? Then you rub all over. Do you really get in between your fingers? Do you get under your nails? Nope. When you wash your hands, you get under your nails and really scrub in between the fingers? Nope. You should. So think about it. Some people, when they put hand sanitizer on, they do the squirt. They rub it. It's drippy. They wipe it on their pants. And then maybe they'll do like another squirt. They could, in essence, spread some germs. But I am a fan of hand sanitizer. I don't think we have to hand sanitize, you know, a kid's backpack before they go to school. I think kids do need to be exposed to real-life germs out there, you know, with caution. But I do. I do like where hand sanitizers, you know, their role in this. But the CDC website, so now we're talking CDC, Center for Disease Control, website says that disinfectants with concentrations between 60 and 80% alcohol are potent at inactivating all the enveloped viruses and lists influenza as an example of these viruses. But that is not a claim that's proven in the FDA's eyes, according to the Daily Mail. So advertising it presents a problem for that regulatory body. And ethanol alcohol is designated a drug under one of FDA's pharmacopoeia compendiums of ingredients, and compounds that require regulation. So if you have a product with ethanol alcohol, you still need to run this by the FDA. So now Purell is being accused of false claims, has to respond to, I think its parent company's Gojo, has 15 days from the January 17th letter to explain to the FDA what they're going to do to make sure they comply with the agency's regulations. My guess is this will not end here because they're going to say, but the CDC is saying to use hand sanitizer. So, what the hell? So we'll see. I think it's very exciting to see what's going on with the FDA and the CDC. Everybody kind of gets into each other's business. But the FDA is right. You have, you know, somebody looking at that going, okay, I'm good. I'm just going to, you know, take a bath and sanitizer. It doesn't work. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALEX.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins saying that he's jumping into the Senate race to challenge Kelly Loeffler. He made the announcement this morning.
The people of Georgia, we're getting ready for a good time down here to keep defending this president, keep it working for the people of Georgia.
President Trump had urged Governor Brian Kemp to pick Collins for the seat vacated by Johnny Isakson in December, but he chose businesswoman Loeffler instead. Now the two Republicans will battle for the seat. Exactly how it will play out remains to be seen. A bill is currently working its way through the Georgia legislature that would do away with the free-for-all November election and replace it with traditional primaries in May. House impeachment managers and the President's defense team will begin facing questions from senators shortly. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will read the written questions aloud once senators submit them. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks for to Daniel for working the dials. Okay, so I love Band-Aids. I am so into Band-Aids. I just think they are the coolest thing. And when I was little, one of the reasons why I wanted to be a doctor is I just love the smell of Band-Aids. I love that they were sticky. You have the little white square that's kind of soft and pushy. And then you got the, you know, sticky latex-looking, sticker, the arms of the wings of the Band-Aid with the little holes in it. And it just, to me, was the coolest thing when I was a kid. So, you know, my parents, when they wanted to know what I wanted, you know, for Hanukkah or whatever, as a gift, I wanted a first aid kit still to this day, if you come in, I also like toolkits. If you plop a toolkit or a first aid kit in front of me, I just have to open it up and go through it and touch it all. I just do. I don't understand that. If you have like a spice rack, I don't really care. I'm not into spice racks. If you have like a sewing kit, I'm just not into that. You know how some people, they want to look at all the little spools? Maybe Crayolas do that. Have you guys ever had like one of those big, huge 64 sets of Crayola? So you want to open it up and it's nice and crisp and you got all the colors and you want to like touch. You pull out one of your favorite colors and you look at it and you go, ooh, ah. And then it's named, you know, like, I don't know, Squid Aqua or something. You're like, oh man, that's a cool name. Then you put that back and you grab another color and you're done. Me, I'm like that with first aid kits. You give me a first aid kit, I will have to touch everything. It's very, very frustrating because you really aren't supposed to touch a bunch of stuff in a first aid kit. I want to open it up. You know, I have a first aid kit from World War II, and then I have a little baby first aid kit worn on the belt of a World War I doughboy soldier from, I believe, 1917. And it's kind of in like one of those sardine cans. You would have to rip it open to see what's in it. I am dying to do that. I just can't wait. The only reason why I haven't is we were originally going to do that on Pawn Stars and scheduling got moved. And so I don't know, you know, if we're going to do it or not ever, but I just want to keep it closed until then because I am dying to open it up and see what's inside. There might be some smelling salts. Might be some gauze, but that would really, really be cool to see what... Anyway, I just love first aid kits and band-aids. Now, scientists have invented a bandage which helps diagnose infections by changing color. And they think that this could help curb antibiotic resistance. This is coming out of China. It's called the Smart Bandage. And it senses when bacteria are present in the body, and then it releases medication to kill it in response. Researchers in China say their work could pave the way for rational use of antibiotics. They say normally antibiotics are given as preventative measures. Go, well, we think you're sick, so here. But they tested this on mice, and the bandage changed from green to yellow when drug-resistant bacteria were present. I believe the bandage eventually turned red. I don't know, but anyway, there were some color changes. I think it was drug-sensitive bacteria. I think they have a typo here. I think if it was drug-sensitive bacteria, it turned yellow. Drug-resistant bacteria turned red. A little typo, but that's okay. I don't always tell the editors when there's a typo. You made me look stupid on air. It's a good article, so I'll give it to them. Now, this bacteria resistance thing is why you guys are having a hell of a time getting antibiotics. You guys are mad and you are furious with urgent cares and telemedicine and your doctor because you're not able to get the antibiotic like you used to. And, well, antibiotic resistance is one of the biggest threats to global health. They say 700,000 deaths worldwide every year, according to the World Health Organization, is because you have a bacteria that we can't fight with an antibiotic. So, we have, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people die. And it's very frustrating as a doctor because we say, okay, you have a bacteria. They go, give me something. You give them something and it doesn't work. And you have to explain to them, don't really have much else. Which is why I think we need to go to, you know, maybe you know, certain light therapy or certain other non-antibiotic therapies to help kill these bugs. So, tools that help find and detect bacterial infections early might reduce guesswork and might reduce the shotgun approach that we've done with antibiotics. You guys are having trouble getting antibiotics now at urgent cares and telemedicine, things like that, because if you have a cold, and it sounds like you have a cold, we're not supposed to give you an antibiotic. The rules are getting tighter and tighter. I mean, they allow still a little bit of wiggle room. But, you know, for those of you that always got a Z-Pak for bronchitis, those days are over. because CDC needs the Z-Pak or Zithromax for super gonorrhea. So a team of scientists in China say that bacterial infection has a unique microenvironment of toxins, enzymes, and a pH level. They get kind of acidic. So Dr. Zhao Gengku and colleagues at the Chinese Academy of Sciences developed a material which can assess this microenvironment that these bacteria give off. The researchers incorporated the material into bandages and then tested them on the wounds of mice. I know, the average Band-Aid is the size of a mouse, so my guess is it was a real little baby Band-Aid. Anyway, the mice were infected with either a drug-sensitive or a drug-resistant E. coli. In the case of drug-sensitive E. coli, the bandage changed from green to yellow and released an antibiotic that killed the microbes. But when the drug-resistant bacteria were present, the bandage turned red after coming into contact with the enzymes specifically produced by the resistant microbes. When the bacteria were detected, the researchers exposed the bandage to light, causing the material to release a chemical. You see, we're starting to use light that weakened the bacteria, allowing them to be more susceptible to the medicine. So you see what they're doing. We could slap this Band-Aid on to figure out if you got the drug sensitive or the resistant kind. If it's the resistant kind, then we could maybe start some light therapy or whatever we have out there and treat it early. Now, we don't have common light therapy sort of treatments out there. We don't really have that. We're working on it. You know, we're working on silver. We used to use silver nitrate to treat Civil War soldiers' STDs, gonorrhea and syphilis. So we used to use that. But we don't really have silver, you know, very easily, you know, studied for certain bacteria, which we need to do. But now we're not just shotgun approaching or machine gun approaching your infection. What we need to do is find out what'll work, use that, and not waste antibiotics or time or allow other bacteria to grow because we're misusing another antibiotic. So the researchers say that sensing and treating bacterial infections quickly could help improve recovery as well as curb the spread of antibiotic-resistant microbes. So this paper was in ACS Central Science. Authors note sensing bacterial infections and monitoring drug resistance are very important for the selection of treatment options. So it's cool. You know, we're making headway. I don't know how expensive these bandages are going to be. You know, your kids will, you know, have a bandage on, pick at it at school, jump in the bathtub. It'll be floating around. I can't tell you how many times I find my kids used bandages around the house. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Disgusting. And then the dog eats it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, New York is going to join the list of cities planning to ban cashless stores. Now, this is interesting because, you know, everybody's kind of worried about carbon footprint and trees, and you have a lot of left-leaning ideals that seem to be satisfied with going more cashless and not using, money and, spreading germs and things like that. But Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to ban that from happening in New York. Digital payments have been catching on. A lot of people like that. Then, they're not going to get screwed with counterfeit money. They could get paid right away. They don't have to worry about going to a bank and getting robbed. A lot of stores are liking it now. My workers won't be, robbed at gunpoint. There's no cash on hand. So it's very appetizing to companies. Although, you know, there's always fees. It was really frustrating. When we had the credit card machine, you had to pay the credit card service, plus you had to pay the bank per credit card fee. Like Discover had an extra fee, you know, because Discover does cash back. Everybody pays. You're like, oh my gosh, Discover gives me cash back. Yeah, but the vendor has to pay extra money, which is why a lot of vendors out there don't take Discover. You're like, why don't you take Discover? Well, because they have the extra fees. So, you know, if the fees aren't passed on to the consumer, and they usually are one way or the other, maybe not directly, the employer still has to pay those fees. But, you know, it does offer a lot of benefits. But the reason why cities are banning it is because they think it will discriminate against people who don't have access to credit or debit cards. So they say these well-intentioned policies are designed to look after the unbanked, as well as the elderly, poor, and other vulnerable groups that are more likely to rely on basic money, notes, coins to pay for things. They say it would be deeply harmful for society if cash went away quickly. Even though the usage is slipping, notes and coins are not endangered. As of 2018, nearly 50% of purchases of less than $10 were still made using cash. That's according to a Federal Reserve survey. So cash is still used. Now, most people, especially the young ones, are learning to use their Apple Watch. I think there's that, gosh, who's that NFL player with his wife where they're racing each other to, not Tannehill, I forget who it is, where they're racing each other to use the card and hit. Even Peyton Manning was doing commercials for that as well. Was it Peyton Manning? Who was it? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the NFL has been big on using these cards to go ding. But you have a lot of people that just don't, may not have a place to live on a regular basis. So how do they get the bills? They don't have, you know, make it robbed, so they don't have the cards anymore. So, you know, having a means to get cash is helpful. Now, the drug industry would fall considerably if we didn't have cash. How many people pay for their, you know, drugs via credit card? So that is something to look at. If we start doing away with cash, how that could affect, you know, the drug industry. But Jeff Bezos and Amazon Go was kind of one of the pioneers to this. We're going to have a store where no cash, you just flash your card or whatever, and we will automatically charge your account. So New York's ban also reminds people that a lot of people don't have a bank account. They say 11% of New Yorkers are bankless. Some 22% use alternatives like check cashing stores, according to the Department of Consumer Affairs. They say in the U.S., about 6.5% of households did not have a checking or savings account. So if people rely on cash, then they can't go to certain stores. So I like the idea of my kids knowing how to count money. I like my kids seeing money, etc. But paper money, I do have problems with. Paper money is very, very dirty. Paper money spreads germs. Remember, we are going to move towards a society, especially with all these new bugs out there and infections, we are going to move towards a society of, you know, nobody has to touch something that somebody else touched. You know, I even noticed that with cashiers. I'm like, here's my credit card. They're like, no, just stick it in the machine. You know, you used to hand a credit card, they would swipe it, or they would input the number. They're like, no. They almost jump back. They don't want to touch your stuff. Nobody's touching each other now. So, anyway, the New York bill will fine stores that don't accept cash. $1,000 for the first violation, $1,500 for each additional offense. And isn't New York having its share of, you know, crime? So you will get fined if you don't accept cash. The ban poses at least some risk that some businesses could avoid New York if they think being cashless makes better business sense for them. So I wonder if these Amazon stores, then what they do the whole purpose of this Amazon Go is for you to go into the store, get your groceries, get your stuff, and then leave. New York just seems to be anti-Amazon. Do you notice that? With Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, her scaring Amazon out of Long Island, was it? So, this ban does pose at least some risk that some businesses could avoid New York if they think they're being cashless. We talked about that. Cashless bans could upset the economy as people are trying to entice people to use their card. You spend more when you don't see the money in your wallet. You know, I was very reluctant to get a credit card when I was younger. In fact, so I came from a family where my parents weren't really big on credit cards. And my dad was very old school, you know, having emigrated to the U.S. When credit cards started to become really, really big in the 70s and 80s, you know, and I'm like, Daddy, why aren't you getting a MasterCard or a Visa? Look, there's MasterCard and Visa. I think it was on the game Life or something like that. I don't know. And my father's like, if you can't pay for it, then you can't afford it. So why put it on a card, you know? If I don't have the cash for it, that means I can't afford it. You know, we had grown up poor. We had maybe a couple good years, but for the most part, we grew up poor. So it made sense to me. So I never got a credit card. But then I moved out when I was 18. And I needed to build a credit history. And I learned very quickly that in order for me to be able to rent an apartment or get the power bill, I'd be screwed if I didn't get a credit card. So I got the credit card, and then I would only, use it for, like, a $10 thing or a $20 thing, and then I would make sure to pay it right at the end of the month because I didn't want to pay more. I was scared to death of going into debt with a credit card. So I barely used it, though, but was able to build a credit history, and then now I don't know what the hell I owe on my credit card. Now you got miles, and you got points, and you got all that. But when you do have a credit card, you know, somebody says, all right, you know, this new laptop is going to be $800. Okay, if I don't have $800 in my wallet, I would be more likely to say, no, I'm going to pass. But instead, no, I got a credit card. So go ahead, put that on there. I need a new laptop. So this cashless sort of attitude we have has helped the economy grow as it has. You know, probably faster if you've kind of looked at the way things have, people purchased since the 70s and 80s and all that. Credit cards have caused an enormous rise in purchasing. However, you also have a much enormous rise of debt. You have more people going bankrupt. You know, just like medical school. I could not go to medical school if I had to use whatever cash was in my pocket. But I was able to borrow money from the government. Then I had to pay the government back. And it worked. It worked. But, you know, it's interesting. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.